Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time and energy. I hope to make this show worth your while, as always. We're doing our monthly show about your top spirituality questions. These are questions you have sent in over the past month, and I pick and choose which ones are the timeliest and will help the most people. So I have a list here of five questions that I believe are going to be really beneficial for all of us. These questions are answered with my intuitive team, with my guides, and we share with you the right information. Some of these questions could be answered multiple ways. So what I love is that guidance shares what we need to know for right now, for this phase of the journey that we're in. Today's questions are going to cover retrograde planets in astrology. I'm going to look at abundance and how we can manifest that more in our lives right now. We have a question about Facebook friends that are leaving or unfriending you or changes happening in the social media world. We're going to look at that. That is a great question. There's a lot of good information in that answer. Somebody asked about November and the energies of November. And I'm just going to tell you right off the bat that I just did a fabulous show with my friend Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl, where we talked all about the upcoming energies of November. You can find that show on the Psychic Cowgirl radio show on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. And it's a long show. I mean, we just kept talking and talking. I think we went for an hour and 20 minutes. So grab some tea, get comfortable, and enjoy what we had to say because there's a ton of information coming through right now about the energies of November. And as we get started here today, I always like to let you know that on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, I do regular updates about the new moons and the full moons. I share with you book reviews for all these cool spiritual books that are coming out these days. I do different types of affirmations, meditations, all kinds of good stuff is on the website. Check it out and join the email list because the email list is where you get the most information, and that's because I don't put everything on the website. The email list has special offers and deals and heads-ups. I have some big announcements coming out before the end of this year, and everyone on the email list will hear that information first, and they will probably get some really awesome deals. So check out that website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm slowly growing my Pinterest account. So if you want to connect on Pinterest, please meet me there because there's going to be some fun stuff happening on Pinterest which is addicting, and I don't know where the 2 hours go, but I realize after I'm on Pinterest, I have all these things I want to buy and all these things I want to do, and I probably won't do them, but it's a great place for inspiration. So let's take a look at some of the astrology right now. This is not a question, but this is something that I want you to know, which is that coming up here on November 3rd, we have the Scorpio new moon, which is also a solar eclipse. And I want to talk about this new moon briefly because it is the darkest time of the year. And I mean that in terms of physically, for every new moon, the sky is dark. But in Scorpio, there's other energies that are coming up. I mean, think about Halloween and think about the transitions of this time of year here in the Northern Hemisphere. The energies are revealing more to us that we didn't know was there. And it's where the dark thrives. And with this solar eclipse, I feel it as blasting the darkness. If you're feeling energies come up right now that are heavy or scary or burdensome, if you're feeling it in any area of your life, blast it, okay? And in whatever ways that works for you, maybe that's visually, you see yourself holding a wand and you blast it. You can do that in your meditation. You can do that by writing a letter, something where it's recognizing the darkness and not allowing it to continue. And so I feel that this energy is so strong right now. So leading up to November 3rd, you might be feeling it in different relationships, in careers, in friendships, in yourself, anywhere in your life. If that's the case, just realize that it's part of the cycle we're in right now and blast it. You know, the darkness does not need to have any power, but you have to claim your own power in order to rise above it, to move through it, and to get on the other side. So that wasn't something I was planning on saying, but I feel it's really important right now. Again, Shannon and I talk about all kinds of stuff like this in the show. It was live on Monday, October 29th. So check that out because I think you're going to find a lot of value and validation of what you're experiencing right now. So let's get to our first question. This one comes from Karen, who says, can you explain retrograde planets? I'm new to astrology and don't understand a lot about it, but I'm just curious because I hear about retrograde planets and I don't always know what that means. Great question, Karen. So from our perspective here on Earth, we have a visual of the planets. And from our perspective, there is the appearance that these planets start to move in reverse or retrograde at certain times of the year or at certain points in their natural cycles. Retrograde is an illusion, and I like to point that out because it isn't real. Planets don't, for example, Mercury does not really stop in the sky and then all of a sudden go reverse. It's an illusion from our perspective here on Earth that a planet goes in a reverse motion for a certain period of time. And that has to do with where we are on the Earth and our elliptical spin and all these scientific things. So when this occurs, energetically, we interpret it to mean that a retrograde planet means that the energy of that planet is in reverse, and it's a time to incorporate words that start with R-E. Such as review, reevaluate, reconsider. Anything that starts with R-E is a retrograde word. It also includes relax and to take care of yourself, to rejuvenate. Every planet has a different cycle of time that it moves through its orbit. Mercury is quite fast. And Mercury goes retrograde 3 to 4 times a year. I believe in 2013 it went retrograde 3 times, of which we are in the middle of a Mercury retrograde cycle right now. Also interesting about Mercury retrograde for 2013 is that every retrograde cycle was in a water sign. And the water signs are about our emotions, our intuition, trusting ourselves, our feelings, and honoring our feelings. So we've been really tuning into how we're connecting our feelings to our thought processes and our communications and our mental abilities, because that's what Mercury rules. So when Mercury is in retrograde, we hear more snafus, miscommunications, even dramas, if you will, because we are buying into the illusion of the planet being in reverse. Now, I believe buying into the illusion has benefits. It's a time when we need to stop and review. We need to look at what we're doing to reevaluate our own inner dialogue, our own feelings, to go deeper within ourselves and trust ourselves more. I believe that Mercury retrograde has a great advantage to our journey, and it's something that we can make the most of. Other planets do go retrograde. In fact, all of the planets except for the Sun and the Moon. Heads up that Venus is going to be going retrograde on December 22nd, and this would be a review and a reevaluation around finances, friendships, what you are buying and what you are accumulating and how it supports your self-worth. So when any planet goes retrograde, we have the gift of review with that energy. In terms of the actual retrograde process, describe it as you're driving in your car and you have your foot on the gas, you're going forward, and then you need to reverse to get out of a parking spot, to move in a different direction. You put on the brakes, shift it into reverse, and then you back up. When a planet is about to go direct again, it does the same thing where you have to put on the brakes, shift gear into forward motion, and then go forward. This allows about maybe 2 to 3 days on either side of a retrograde cycle for things to readjust and get figured out and get new grounding, and then they move forward. So energetically, for example, Mercury is going to turn direct November 10th, November 11th, depends on your time zone. I would think it's not until November 14th or 15th that you start to feel more forward motion, simply because the energy is shifting gears. So the retrograde planets, it's normal. In fact, it is very, very rare to have zero retrograde planets. I believe it was sometime in 2012 that we had maybe 3 weeks where all planets were in forward motion. But that's very rare. So just know that it's really not something to get in a flurry about. We have created that for ourselves with the Mercury retrograde, but it has a divine purpose. So I hope that explains a little bit more about the phenomenon. And again, I just have to reiterate, it is an illusion, and it's what you choose with your energy. Personally, I have come to love Mercury retrograde because I actually get more things done at times. I don't take on new projects or new stuff. I reevaluate what I already have on my plate and where I need to direct my energy. So it can be quite productive. And as with anything, it's really your intention. So I hope that is good information for you, Karen. And as you see more of these retrograde planets and information circulating about them, it helps you understand what it is energetically and where your power is with them. Okay, our next question is from Andrea M., who asks, what can I do to manifest an abundant lifestyle with money? I've been really good at manifesting time and positive living situations, but money is lacking. Could it be tied to my working class roots? Okay, so Andrea, beautiful question. Thank you for sending this in, because you are asking a question that is big for many people right now, and there are a few answers to this. One is that globally, we are all looking at how we are powerfully using money as an energy tool. Money is energy. It's It's how we choose to distribute our energy. It's how we receive energy. Globally, this is happening right now. You can look at it through different government structures, different corporations. It's just a big deal right now. Astrologically, it's because Saturn is in Scorpio, which is about being responsible with our resources and what we share and what we give, where we invest. The fact is that money is changing for so many people because the meaning of money is changing. People are awakening to more of their power and more of their gifts and opportunities, and they're seeing money differently. They're seeing their power differently. But at the end of the day, we need to pay our mortgage. We need to buy our organic food. We need to get our hair highlights and foils done. You know, we can't compromise on some of these things. So the energy of money, Andrea, is rooted in you, and it's rooted in potentially for you, I feel like, unconscious belief systems that you have absorbed about what you believe you're worth, what you believe you can create. You mentioned your working class roots, and yes, it could very much be tied to that in terms of your parents and what they show to you in terms of, you know, you have to work really hard to get a little, or you have to do a lot of work to make a living. You know, that's one of the old paradigms that is changing, and you are stepping into a new experience of owning your own abundant energy and your lifestyle. So it sounds like, Andrea, you are in this transition zone that many people are in. And it's looking at what belief systems are within you that still need to be looked at and addressed, where you are limiting yourself, where you are putting a cap on your own value or worth. And then it's also declaring that you are ready and willing to receive financial energy through all channels, all sources of income. You know, one of the things you can do, Andrea, is to even say, I am now receiving money for my professional services. I am helping clients who need my gifts and talents. You know, be very specific in what you want and include it in your meditations. You know, include the visuals of receiving money in your, you know, in your vision board, in your meditations, in wherever you need to energetically connect with it, because it starts with you. So it starts with understanding that you are here to be wealthy and prosperous and abundant. And when you own that, the universe shows up and will dump $100 bills on you. The money component is interesting because I feel we can have guilt and shame around wanting money. Certain spiritual teachings make it sound like you don't need money, or you're greedy if you want money, or whatever, but it's about the exchange of energy. And you will certainly need money. Absolutely. And it's okay to own that, and it's okay to feel good about that. It's okay to say, I want to be rich. I am rich. It's okay to have that declaration. And I think that's something that a lot of people on a spiritual path are starting to understand, especially light workers, indigos, starseeds, rainbow crystals, any of these energies that are new to the planet. You need money to take care of yourself. And when you have that, when you pay the mortgage, when you put gas in the car, when there's food on the table, it raises your energy. You feel safe. You feel peaceful. You feel like you can direct your energies towards being of service to the world, towards fulfilling your mission, towards your gifts. The other thing I'm hearing for you, Andrea, is also to make sure and look at past life energies, because parts, you know, this is such a big question, and it's there's different parts of it for different people, so there isn't just one answer for all of us. There's different things that we're each working with. And for you, I'm wondering if there are some past past life energies are incomplete, where you had, whether it's like vows of poverty or you lived very humbly and you felt that's all you were worth. And now you, it does take some conscious energy work to change that around, but you can do it, and now's the time to do it. Again, this is such a timely question. There's so many people who are wondering the exact same things, and I'm really delighted you asked this because it's important to own it. And you know what? I love money because money does so much for me. Think of it that way. Money works for you. You don't work for money. Money works. So you've got to also change the energy around it where you feel powerful and there's ownership and there aren't any limits and there aren't any caps on what you can receive and do. That's the old paradigm. So I hope this has given you some good food for thought. I did do a radio show just recently about this very topic, the energies of money and abundance, and I'm going to replay it. So that it'll replay here in the next few weeks in November. But you can listen to that show at any time. You can download it on iTunes or here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's called The Energies of Money and Abundance. And it talked about how I left a six-figure job so that I could do what I want to do in the world. And I think we need to hear these stories so that you know it's also safe to do what you need to do. Okay, I could keep talking about that. That's why I had to do a whole show on it. All right, moving on. Here we have the next question. This one comes from Alan. Alan says, a month ago, I left a Facebook group that I was no longer interested in being a part of for personal reasons. Now, people in that small group have unfriended me on Facebook and have turned against me even though I didn't do anything to them. What is going on? This was a spiritual group, and I'm surprised by this situation. Okay. Yes, Alan, yes. This is interesting, isn't it? So the short answer is that there was a reason why you felt you needed to leave this Facebook group, correct? Something wasn't lining up for you. It wasn't a fit. It served its purpose. So go back to your reasons why you decided you needed to leave the group. And what you'll see is that you realized you weren't a good energy fit. And by leaving, you highlighted that for other people. And they also felt that you weren't a fit for them on some energetic level. And so the thing with Facebook and social media is that we can do whatever we want with a click. It's so easy to unfriend, to not follow, to, I don't know, unsubscribe. It's just a click, but it's the energy of it that you feel. And the energy you're feeling actually validates the reason why you left. You left because it wasn't a fit. You were correct. It wasn't a fit. And that's why these people also chose to disconnect from you. This is the part where we tell ourselves it's not personal, even if it hurts or even if it is a little bit jarring. Also, it can reveal more about true colors. It can reveal what the real connections there are with people. Sometimes Facebook groups, people only connect with you when you're in the club. And when you're no longer in the club, then you're out of the club, and then you're an outsider. You know, it does that in our psyches. Our human selves are social. We want to relate to people who we have things in common with. And if you leave for whatever reason, you're basically saying, I don't have things in common with you. I mean, who knows how many ways it can be interpreted and misinterpreted. But your responsibility, Alan, comes back to you. And honoring your energy and your own needs. And also, you know, your soul group energy is complete with them. It's done. And you trusted that in yourself, and you trusted that you needed to direct your energy elsewhere. So kudos for you. You know, the thing about these Facebook groups, too, is that it can become quite cliquish. kind of like a cult or something, and you leave a group knowing that it's for your best and highest, and that you wish the best and highest for everyone, right? It's not malicious, it's not negative, it's just an honoring of you. But some people can't take that, and it becomes like a playground. It's a playground, and not everyone plays nice. And they you maybe take it personal, or they're hurt, or you know, they say things about you because you're no longer there. But that's just a reflection of their own character, and it's a reflection of how they're hurt. So I guess it just comes back to the fact that, Alan, you trusted yourself to move into a different space. You know, I'm actually hearing, as I'm talking, that it has something to do with Atlantis in terms of people that you were connected to in Atlantis. And I have to tell you, I can relate to this personally, that anything that you experienced in a previous lifetime related to Atlantis, that energy is drastically changing right now. It really is shifting. And so at the end of the day, come back to the core of who you are and what's best for you. Love yourself for what you chose that was best for you, and keep moving forward, honoring the completion and honoring that there are more people to meet and connect with who will be a better fit for you, regardless of anything else that's happening behind the scenes. You owe it to yourself, and that's what it's about. So good for you, Alan, and thank you for asking this question, because, again, it's quite common right now. A lot of people are experiencing these big transitions, and it goes into a bigger topic of friendship changes. You know, I said at the top of the show how a lot is coming to our awareness and that it's one of the darkest times of the year, and this is showing up in friendships or relationships, partnerships, any of those connections, that the energy, it's interesting, as I'm saying all this, I'm seeing the energy of a dead branch, a dead tree branch. It's like, it's just, there's no life there. There's no life force. There's no leaves growing or flourishing. There's a death occurring. And it's important to allow ourselves to move through that experience and those feelings. We're meeting more of ourselves in these places. It would be like meeting more of your secret self, your unconscious self. You're coming into contact with more of you, and that can be a little bit shocking and unexpected, but it's about also claiming more of yourself. And any part of yourself that's coming up right now that is going through a separation or fear or hurt or anger or what have you, it needs love. It needs love. It needs to be loved. So if there's a part of you that's like a little boy that's really hurt and crying and sitting on the couch, you know, knees to your chest, bawling, that little boy energy just needs love. And all you have to do is go and sit next to him and love him and let him be heard for his feelings. And that is how you purge the energy. I'm feeling this so strongly. So I don't know if this still pertains to you, Alan, or to other people listening, but I'm feeling it so strongly where I'm getting tears in my eyes. It's an energy that's quite strong right now, these completions that feel like a death. But after every completion, there is a new beginning. There is a new start. And we want to rush that, right? We want to get to that new place that feels good. But it's important to allow something to end, knowing that it served you beautifully. And it was very divine. And it brought you many gifts. And it's beautiful to honor that. So make sure you just love all parts of yourself that you didn't see before, and any parts of yourself that are having a hard time, again, the answer is always love. Okay, good question. I'm feeling a lot of energy moving with that one. So let's all allow, okay, I'm getting the visual right now. It's a little impromptu visualization here. Wherever you are sitting right now, wherever you are standing or walking, if you can just stop for a moment and close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine yourself being showered with white light that is so sparkly and gorgeous. It twinkles, it shines, and it's just coming down. And I'm also seeing it with some light yellow in it. Imagine all of that just coming down like a waterfall and just flushing out anything right now that's ready to go. And you might need to take some deep breaths to flush it out. But just, you know, you're removing energies that are stagnant, any lower emotions, anything that you're ready to surrender and release, just allow it to go. Okay. Okay. Great. Wonderful. That felt good. I'm glad we did that because that's such an easy exercise to do no matter where you are. I mean, even if you're driving a car and you're stopped at a red light, you can allow that waterfall of white light to just come down and release and flush out anything. So, okay, on to the next question. This one is so timely that I cannot resist it. What is going on with the Conscious Wisdom Festival, Molly? I have attended your previous events and love them. I've been following the blog, and I'm really curious, when is the next live event? So the Conscious Wisdom Festival, yay, it makes me clap my hands. That is an online event that started about a year and a half ago, and it is 3 days that featured 15 different experts, healers, teachers, authors, sharing their wisdom. It was highly affordable. And I have to tell you that it was one of the very first multi-day spiritual events. And I am going to say that proudly because now a lot of people are doing multi-day spiritual events. But this was one of the first, my friends, and it was a great success. And more people noticed that and created their own, which is wonderful because I'm a big proponent of the more knowledge that's out there, the better. We all prosper when we have more knowledge to review, more spiritual information to consider, all that good stuff. So the Conscious Wisdom Festival, the last live event was in January, and it was wonderful. And then it was time for a change because I realized some things were ready to evolve. And we sent surveys to many of you, multiple surveys. We did a lot of research. We did some data collection. We looked at what was working and what needed to be either improved or upgraded or just overall transformed. And so my team and I have been working on that since for a while. And, you know, on the blog, ConsciousWisdomFestival.com, Andrea and Kyle wrote some posts recently. And Andrea is around here somewhere in my office. I just saw her go by. Okay, just a second. Let me ask. Okay, so she's saying it was March that we started to change things around. I don't remember. I forget every month this year. We have been through a process where this is going to be a totally new experience, my friends. Again, nobody else is doing this. We are taking you to a new experience that is going to be timely, relevant, and uplifting to your spiritual journey. We have, like I said, a great team and people who have been working behind the scenes to make it special and spectacular. We've done research on what has been effective for you, including the teachers that you connected with, the information you loved. We really dived deep into what is needed right now. Whenever you make a change, it is taking a risk. I love taking risks, so I'm excited about this. But at the same time, we also honor that it might not be right for every person. So as always, you will discern for yourself what is best for you and if it's a great fit. But I'm, again, I feel like I'm going to start clapping my hands because I'm really excited about what we're bringing you. We are not going to release a timeline yet because we're still putting on the finishing touches. You know, the paint is drying. We're rearranging the furniture. Things are coming together. But we will have a grand reveal. So sign up on the email list on consciouswisdomfestival.com, and that's where you'll get the first word and some sneak peeks about what's coming. And as always, you know, we've created it with the best of intentions and very high levels of energy. And we think it's really needed at this time. So that is what is going on with the Conscious Wisdom Festival. Thank you for your patience. And thank you for sticking with us. We really appreciate that. It's going to be quite awesome. So we have one more question here, and it pertains to November and about how this person said that November is her birthday. Her birthday is November 16th, and she's been feeling like it's a big year ahead. Her Scorpio energy loves changes and loves transformation. Even though the past few months have been tough, there's something about November that she's picking up on. What's her name? Her name is C. She just gave her initial. C as in cat. Well, C, I recommend listening to the show I did with Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl, because we talked about November. You are right. It is a powerful month overall. There is a lot of big energy, starting with November 1st. There's a big astrological alignment called the Pluto in Capricorn squaring Uranus in Aries. November 3rd, there is that solar eclipse. There's Mercury retrograde going on. Later on in the month, we have a powerful full moon in Taurus, which is actually just after your birthday. It's on November 17th. So I guess I'm sounding like a broken record, but listen to that show with Shannon because we talked about the month. And she has some great insights about it. If you're interested in an astrology session to talk about more specifics, feel free to reach out. I have very affordable astrology sessions that start at $33, or you can do an hour session with me. There's lots of ways to get information. It's really important for me to be approachable and available to many people who might not have a ton of money to spend, but who need information right now. That's something that I feel is one of my gifts, is that I can offer these affordable sessions so that you can feel in charge of your life and empowered even during all of these changes. So thank you, C, for asking that question about November. It is a big deal. And, you know, December is going to be big too. Just know that we're going to finish this year with some strong energies. And I have another little announcement that I'm just going to give you a heads up about, which is that my astrology is going to be featured in a magazine every month. I am a new monthly contributor to a magazine that I'm going to, you know what, I'm not going to tell you the magazine yet. I'm going to hold off. Because I'm going to wait until it's available. But that's one of the developments that's been happening for me, is that I am going to be a monthly astrologer in a publication that I think is amazing, and I think you are going to enjoy it too. So I will share that with you later on in the month when the magazine is available. Okay, my friends, we covered a lot. Felt like I was talking pretty fast. So please feel free to listen to the show again if you need to catch some more information. But otherwise, as always, I greatly appreciate your presence and the fact that you're here, that you're joining me on this journey. I offer tons of spiritual information for you on the website and on the radio show. So check that out. And I wish you the very best. See me next week as I'm live every Wednesday. Take good care.